Breakfast.
Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hi, it's Lou here from More Radio Breakfast. Welcome to our Best Bits podcast. After another crazy week on the show, we've glued together some standout moments from the past 7 days. So enjoy. And don't forget, you can join us live every single morning on More Radio from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More
Imagine this, right? You're a nature photographer. You're sat out on a hill, beautiful surroundings, and you're there to snap some gorgeous photos of, you know, the flora and fauna in abundance around you. And then this chap comes jogging past, which, you know, is fine. People jog in that sort of place. Normally they're wearing clothes, though.
Ooh, nude running. Interesting.
This guy was wearing, get this, trainers, obviously, mm-hmm. and a bum bag.
Tommy, what have you been doing? Tom, for goodness sake, we've told you about this.
I don't wear a bum bag.
You have worn a bum bag before.
It's a mobile utility belt. It's very different. So this guy he's a nudist, and he, I guess somewhere to put your phone in the bum bag, right?
I hadn't thought of it like that, I suppose.
You've got to be careful when you're running the nude, you know what I mean? I've done it before. My knees were bruised for months.
What? Why? Okay.
Jack's insinuating that...
Yes, what am I insinuating, Tom?
That a large penis is getting in the way. Yeah? You didn't think I'd say it, but I'm saying it. Well, I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is this. I make Linford Christie look like a schmuck.
Right, let's move on.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits.
We have set our poet laureate of More Radio, Jack the Lad, a bit of a challenge this morning.
Yeah, Bad Poetry Day, International Bad Poetry Day. Jack gets the length of a song to come up with a poem on said topic. Lou, you chose...
Vegan sausage rolls.
Jack, you had 2 minutes 44 seconds. That is now over. Are you ready to perform?
Born ready.
Let's do it.
There may be no meat, but that is not missed. For my taste buds, they changed the first day we kissed. What is thy made of? If not pork, are you grass? The lack of saturated fat makes you easier to pass. Vegan sausage roll, who once filled me with fear. Please stay a while, for one doth hold you dear.
Oh, that is stunning, my friend. In 2 minutes 44 seconds.
I'm a poet, I just don't know it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
We've been inspired by a 7-year-old boy, little Samir, who managed to sneeze out a piece of Lego that had been lodged in his nose for 2 whole years, bless him. He'd completely forgotten about it. And it turns out a lot of you have got some weird stuff stuck in your bods.
This is thank you for your Facebook messages and your texts coming in. Carl once tried to make a mould of his belly button hole by putting some concrete mix in it.
No,
and that got stuck for 7 days.
Oh, God.
Concrete Dominic's been on. I had to go to hospital because I had a splinter as thick as a matchstick and about 2 inches long stuck in my butt cheek.
Oh, how did that get there?
God, Dominic. Hey, stay away from that bench, fella.
Kaylee's been in touch on our Facebook at More Sussex. She says, I got a button lost in my ear at about 7 years old. I never confessed and I never noticed, but finally told everyone at 18 because I was in a lot of pain. I had to go to A&E and have it out.
Yeah, buttons are another one that get places, isn't they, buttons?
Paul is in Rustlington. Good morning, Paul. So, first of all, what did you insert into yourself?
Well, I didn't insert it as such, but I sort of had a bit of an accident when I was about 10 years old at primary school and, basically got a little bit of lead from a pencil stuck in my hand and it's sort of been there ever since. I'm 38 now, so...
Oh, that's a classic. My brother has that as well, actually.
Hang on a minute. You say it's still in there now?
Why
don't you get it out?
Well, you know, I just thought, well, you know, leave it in there. Why not? You know what I mean?
Oh, he's hard, Paul, isn't he?
He's just silly.
Not. He's hard.
Lead poisoning.
No, it's a conversation starter when he meets a nice young lady or a nice young gentleman in a bar. You know what I mean? What's that in your head? Bit of lead. It don't bother me. You know what I mean? I got shot. You know what I mean? That's what Paul's all about, isn't it? What a ledge. Hey?
Is it not? Yeah, you know it.
It has not been. I'm sorry, but I want to touch on some of the medical issues here. Lead poisoning? Is it not?
It's a bit of pencil, Tom.
They don't put actual lead in pencils anymore because, you know, poison and children, not a good mixture.
Do they not?
No. They haven't for years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Paul's a mercenary.
Oh, I don't know. He got back in the 80s, they used to stick anything in the pencil.
Yeah, actually, now you bring it up, Paul, yeah. Maybe you should check it out because you've probably got, I don't know, plutonium poisoning.
Well, that's it. I'm pretty sure if you stuck a radiation meter next to me, I'd go off like a right.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
And listen, if you've just tuned in, you've come at the right time because we are talking about something absolutely gripping on the show this morning.
The way of the skip. Skips.
Now, he may be hamming it up a little, Lou, but it is interesting.
Oh, I told you
and
it
it's
was.
Actually a question I've never thought about,
right.
But I want the answer.
Have you never walked past the skip and gone, oh, I'd like that?
There is a woman up in Warwickshire. She's got a really nice house. I've seen pictures of it online today. Not stalking, like it's on a news feature. And she's done it up by taking stuff from skips. She sees something like a chair or a mirror. She thinks, I'll have that. She goes home, sands it down, paints it, whatnot, and it looks nice. And we're saying now, is that illegal? Could she get arrested for that? If you walk past a skip on a street and it's full of rubbish, are you allowed to just help yourself? Because you don't know, do you? Is that private? Well, you just don't know. And that is what makes the skip one of the world's most mystical places.
Charles in... good morning to Charles in Haverteeth. If the skip is on a public road, you are not trespassing and can take from it. But if it's on a private land, then you will be trespassing. It's all about where the skip is.
Oh, see, interesting.
So there we go. It's not about what's in it necessarily.
No, that's not right. I've been doing a bit of research because you made me doubt myself.
Yeah.
But no, what I originally said was correct. Yes, you're right about the trespass thing. Like, if it's on a public road, it's not trespassing, but it can still be seen as theft and you can still press charges because you don't know for sure that the owners of said chair, for example, were actually intending to throw it out. They might have just been storing it there.
Storing it in a skip? Who stores a skip?
Babe, the fridge is full up. Where should I put this joint of beef? Chuck it in the skip.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
2003 in the UK. Lots of very interesting things happening this year, but none of them were more interesting than the launch of the new Toyota Avensis.
Toyota Avensis.
What a car. Goes on to say it's going to be built at TM UK. Don't know what that means.
What does Avensis mean, Lou? You drive a Toyota.
Mine's tiny. That sounds big.
What does Igo mean? Your Toyota.
Tiny.
Tiny Toyota.
Yeah.
So Avensis must mean slightly bigger.
I think they just say sounds and make it into a word. What's our new car? The big Toyota Flukunta.
Flukunta.
That sounds like something from IKEA.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Any guesses what we're talking about now?
Transparent toilets.
Yes.
Get in there.
Okay, this is really weird. So Tokyo has installed a load of brand new public toilets in their parks, which is obviously great. Nice when you get a shiny new toilet. But they've got glass walls and that glass is see-through.
So what's the thinking behind this? Do we know?
Yeah, okay. So the idea is they're see-through so that you can walk past and say, oh, that one looks nice and clean. I'm happy to go in that one. Also, there's no one, like, lurking in there. But when you're in, it does go opaque. Like, the glass goes cloudy when you lock the door.
Do you trust that, though?
Well, I don't exactly. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I still get paranoid on the train. Is that door locked?
Yeah.
When you know the old round buttons, that open, close, lock, and you lock it, and you think, is that closed? Is that locked? I don't know. Last thing I want is something to come in.
What I've not been able to find out is whether when you're inside, it looks sort of cloudy to you, or whether you can still see out.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be fun, but you wouldn't trust it, would you?
No, but still disconcerting.
So disconcerting.
I mean, of course, Jack. I mean, you've got a history of having issues with mirrored glass. Do you like to tell everyone the little story of when you stayed on the seafront in Brighton in that lovely hotel?
Oh, this is out of order.
Well, it's
what happened?
Jack stayed in a hotel. Which hotel was it? This is great.
I thought it was going to be police station.
Jack stayed for a night away with the other half in a lovely hotel on the seafront.
It was the Thistle. What's it called now? Jury's Inn.
Jury's Inn, yeah.
And we had a rare night away. So we went down to Brighton. We checked into the hotel. And it's got these big bay windows at the front. And we checked into the hotel. And then we sort of we had some time together before we went out for the evening, and my wife Sally Ann went and got in the bath, and I went and sat in one of the bay windows and was just looking at the pier and everything like that. It's just one-way glass.
Yeah.
So I was just sat there totally nude, looking at the pier. Oh, this is brilliant. And then we got out and went for a walk, and that ain't one-way glass.
You look back up at your room.
Look back up at my room, and I could see right into the room as well.
It was just a middle-aged naked man sat there.
Yeah, so if you did see that, you're welcome. Got something really quite cool here that I want to talk about. You're going to need to move to Missouri over in the States if you want to get involved in this. But this might be my dream house I've spotted. $350,000 for this home, right? Built in 1875. It's like a Victorian-looking house, detached, very nice. Nice front garden. When you go in, everything looks normal, right? Oh, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's a nice house. I like this, darling. What do you think it is? Yeah, nice bedrooms. Nice light and double aspect. I still don't know what that means. but it used to be the sheriff's office.
Ooh.
So when you go downstairs into the basement, it's got 9 fully refurbed, fully working jail cells.
Oh, yes.
Why are we getting excited about having that in your home? What are you going to do with them?
Imagine the parties and stuff you could have there. Yeah. And also, as a parent, it's just amazing. You know what I mean? Turn it off. Reuben, turn it off. Turn it off or you will go to prison. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right, then, downstairs, cell 3. Exactly, yeah. Listen, feed your brother when you're down there.
Lights out in cell 2, please. Lights out. You know, it's amazing. The way the refurb they've done on it, it's cracking. The house itself is absolutely glorious. I mean, it's right. Beautiful. All like you imagine in America, like maple wooden floors and stuff like that. But then you go downstairs and it's all on, you know what I mean? Got your little metal toilet in there, your one roll of loo paper, your single bed.
No one's going to want to come round for dinner, Jack.
Listen, I know you've had a couple. Do you want to stay? Because we've got them. No. Tommy and Maxine have got the bedroom, the other spare bedroom. Look, I tell you what, Pete, Lou, you take cell 4. And you know what I mean? It's just great, isn't it?
Can I just get your prints before you go?
Exactly.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Ooh, you are there. Sounds like she's got a funny tummy, doesn't it, there? Marshmallow and Anne-Marie. It's a good song. It's just a very strange ending. That is Friends on More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Talking Friends, today we say happy birthday to Matthew Perry, Chandler Bing.
Ooh.
How old are we saying?
Oh, gosh.
What do you reckon there, Lulu? I reckon they're all mid to late 50s now.
No, they're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I really, really do.
No, they're not. They're all around 50-ish.
All right. So I've got, look at Lou, all of a sudden, Friends age connoisseur. Well, come on then, Johnny Big Pants. How old is Perry? Please don't get it right.
51?
Please don't get it right. Please. I'm going to go for 54.
He's 51 today.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
This is interesting. Hundreds of the world's most valuable fish have been spotted swimming alongside dolphins and whales off the British coast.
What do you mean by valuable fish?
This is the tuna, isn't it?
The bluefin tuna, also known as giant tuna, the world's most valuable species of fish. They've been known to sell for millions. Last year alone, one sold for £2.5 million.
Why?
Because they're tasty and big and rare.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know
how rare they are. I've never gone in Tesco and there's been no tuna there, but they are valuable. You're right, though. Especially the old bluefin, much more expensive than the old purple fin.
If there's a chance of earning $2.5 million, I'm prepared to get in my trunks and just tread water off the coast and hope I catch one.
Well, with your bare hands?
Well, I don't know.
Have you seen these fish? I mean, they're massive fish. They've got sharp bits all over them.
Have they?
They'll take you down, man. You know what I mean?
I'm picturing Nemo.
No!
They've got sharp bits.
When I was in the Maldives on honeymoon, I remember years and years ago, I was snorkeling, and we went out on a boat to snorkel, like in reefs in the middle of the sea. And we were snorkeling. I said to Paddy, my God, there's sharks in there. He said, oh, that's tuna.
Really?
They are massive.
They're massive, are they?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of tins right there of that tuna. You know what I mean? So you can't just go out. It's not like going on a dinghy with a little fishing rod you bought from the beachfront.
But this is
shop.
Bluefin. I mean, this is like Waitrose tuna, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it like tin tuna or is it a different sort of tuna?
Well, no, it's tuna that goes in a tin. A tuna's tuna.
But tuna's not expensive.
I'm not convinced that Jack knows what he's talking about.
No.
What are you talking about? I know exactly what I'm talking about. Tuna is tuna. When you get tuna that says tuna in spring water, that doesn't mean what it's been swimming in. You don't get tuna that's swimming in sunflower oil.
No, we know that.
I think there's different brands, different types of tuna. Like, there's different breeds of dog,
yeah.
No?
Is there not, a like, difference between an Alsatian and a Chihuahua?
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Like, Chihuahua, you pop on your jacket potato, you wouldn't put an Alsatian on there, for example.
I wouldn't eat
any
Chihuahua.
Who puts a Chihuahua on a baked spud? I'm kind of sicko, right. Is that?
I'm relating it to tuna.
This is getting out of hand. Essentially, we should hire a fishing boat and try and catch one of these bad boys, right?
Okay, but we need a big boat and not an inflatable or it might sink us. Is that what we're saying?
That's what we're saying.
I mean,
I'll
that's
come
what I
with
said,
you, Tom.
But thanks. You've chose to not believe me because apparently I'm not a tuna expert when everybody knows that I am. I studied tuna at university for 4 years.
Which uni was that?
Sorry? Bristol.
Bristol?
Yeah.
Right,
I studied
okay.
them. I know all about
them. Tom, your, when we going?
Who's your lecturer?
Hey, Professor Finn.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
My social media feed's just completely taken up with a massive row online. Someone's posted a picture of a full English breakfast saying the ultimate full English, but there's got peas on the side.
No.
Of course, Twitter's gone into a meltdown over this stupid photograph. Like, there's more important things to be discussing and debating over online, not whether you should have peas with a full English. So, yeah, well, let's debate.
Yeah, you say that, but at least it's nice to be talking about something that doesn't really mean much with everything else that we've been chatting about for the last 5, 6, 7 months.
Yeah.
Don't put peas on a farm. If you do, you're an idiot.
Right, you've got 5 items. What do you pick?
Oh, bacon, ovs, sausage, ovs, eggs, ovs, beans, ovs,
right.
Mush, ovs.
No, don't...
We haven't got any toast in there.
Yeah.
No, toast,
okay with that?
Toast is an accessory. It's not actually part of...
That's a given, is it?
I don't think mushrooms are a staple. I would say a hash brown is more of a staple.
Ooh.
Than a mushroom.
Yeah. Oh, you're a dirty boy.
I'd put some spinach in there too.
Shut up, Lou!
Ruin the game.
Every single morning.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Boys, question for you. You both got kids. Do either of you have like a Wendy house or a doll's, not a doll house, like a tree house?
No, we don't. I don't have anything like that.
I've got a Wendy house, but kids strictly aren't allowed to touch that. Okay. Sorry. Carry on, Lou.
Do you actually have a Wendy house?
No.
Don't you have a fort? You've got a fort.
We got a fort.
Oh, that'll
yeah.
do. That'll fort do. Perfect.
We got an
okay.
army fort, yeah.
You can make some serious money from it.
Oh, right.
Airbnb.
Exactly. This dad posted his kid's treehouse on Airbnb as a joke. A family booked it for £500 a night. Spent the night in it, had a lovely time, and that's that.
Hello. Yeah, Airbnb. I've got a garage. Does garage work?
Yeah, there's lots of opportunities, but as long as it's quirky,
yeah,
something different about it.
A fort's better than a garage. Sorry, Jack.
Yeah
but my garage, I'm lucky. I've got a lovely motorbike, and it smells of like motorbike engine oil.
Ooh.
Which is a lovely
nice.
Smell.
And
like,
rat pee at the
petrol
back.
Petrol heads.
Yeah,
there's no rats. Wait, I'm the only one on this show who hasn't got a rat living in my house. Lou's got one that lives in the back garden. And she's called Rattalan. And then the other day, you saw a rat running around your house
in the garden, Nigel. But he's fine. He's harmless.
Nigel and Rattler, we should organise a play date.
They should get babies. They should be happy together.
Yeah.
Well, they will do that. Yeah. If Nigel ever meets Rattler, before you know it, you're going to have 50 rats running around your house. Your houses are really quite minging when it's all said and done, isn't it?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I'm going to start off with something quite fabulous this morning, if I may, on the breakfast show here at Moore. Zoom call going on over in Brazil. I haven't done a Zoom call for a little while, and I can't say that I miss them too much. The reason I want to bring this up is because this was a council meeting going on Zoom, a virtual meeting. There were 9 participants on the Zoom call. And if you've never done one of these calls before, you all have your own little box on the screen. You can see everybody. And they're in the middle of this Zoom call, and then the call is finished. And someone forgot to hang up the phone.
Oh, no.
So everybody else can see what's going on. Now, I can only assume that before the meeting, this gentleman was in the middle of something that he wasn't quite finished with. Because he finished the meeting, he left the meeting, he didn't turn his Zoom camera off and started making love to his wife again.
Oh, dear, dear.
Come on, you don't stop in the middle of that to go and do that.
He obviously started getting a bit frisky, feeling fruity, you know what I mean? And he's also like, I've got to go do the Zoom call. So then he hasn't hung up, and he's just gone on and sort of carried on where he left off. Mm. But what's amazing is... They're all just watching him.
No!
They don't hang up.
No, they're all just watching him. Going like this.
Pablo!
His name isn't there. But yeah, but it's like, Pablo! Pablo! Pablo!
No! He hasn't got a clue, Lou! Him and his partner are at, they're having the time of their lives!
But they could solve that problem by all just hanging
yeah.
up.
Well, I just love the fact that they didn't. They all knew what was going on. Yeah. And they just all said, all right, listen, we'll see you tomorrow. Good meeting. Pablo, I'll see you tomorrow. Pablo, is he waving? Come what's he doing? Be careful with your Zoom, please.
The best bits from Tom, Lou and Jack. More radio.